Nutty770XT, we're joined on the phone by My Morning Jacket drummer, Patrick Hallahan. Patrick, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us here today.
Pleasure's all mine. How's it going?
Great. Hey, we're looking forward to your show coming up this Saturday at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at massmocha.org. Have you played Mass Mocha before?
Never have. Our buddies in Wilco put on a festival there every other year, I believe, and say nothing but one. Got it. So looking forward to seeing it firsthand.
Wonderful place. Yes, Solid Sound is there. Host to Fresh Grass Festival as well. One of the world's liveliest centers for making and enjoying today's art. And let me ask you this, Jim James, your lead singer, Jim James, he recently told Rolling Stone magazine in a recent interview to expect the unexpected when asked what the band's fans should be ready for at this summer's shows. Now, it's been 2 years since the gorgeous The Waterfall, produced by Tucker Martin, came out. What kinds of unexpected things are we in store for? And can we expect to hear any new songs?
Expect unexpected, at least much to the imagination. And, you know, there's really nothing to plan in these scenarios. We go in with, you know, an idea of what kind of music we want to play that night. But until we get there and feel the energy of the space, that's when we make our decisions. So, I mean, you're going to see five guys up there being sensitive to their surroundings and reacting accordingly.
Any new songs? Can you tease anything about anything maybe down the pipeline?
No, really, nothing new song-oriented to date right now. We were playing one for a little while and haven't played it since just because I know some bands do that. But we kind of like to get the song in a spot where we're really happy with it before we do anything like that.
Now, when you guys were working on The Waterfall, it was said that there was enough music for two albums. What happened to the rest of it? Is there a lost album in the works?
I wouldn't say it's lost, but when we stepped away from it and listened to those songs as an album, for me personally, I just didn't feel like it was... I didn't feel like it would have been a forced thing to release those songs as an album. So we have, you know, another 10 or 12 in the can that just don't fit it. We took the ones that fit together the best out of that recording and put out The Waterfall. And we still have these left, but it's just not a complete thought. So we have a bunch of stuff that I don't know what's going to happen with. Or maybe we release it at some point and it's that. But when I listened back to it, I personally didn't think that the songs fit together as well as they could.
Interesting. Well, you guys have certainly been busy with side projects, Jim with his solo stuff. And you, with a couple of years back, had a band called Spanish Gold with Adrian Quesada of Grupo Fantasma and Dante Schwiebel of City and Color. Are you guys still active?
No, it would be really difficult for us to do that. It's three schedules. It just happened. It was a moment in time.
Yeah.
We haven't been actively working on anything. It was just kind of a fun project that we did at the moment and toured it just because it would have been a shame not to, and really haven't had time to do anything with it outside of that. It's kind of like when Jim did the Monsters of Folk album. Like, there's never been another one of those because it's just impossible for that kind of lineup to happen again. It's just if everybody stopped working and making other stuff, then maybe so.
What are you
That's
working on?
The beauty of the side project,
though. Yeah. Are you working on any side project now?
Well, I've been in the restaurant business for a few years now and recently stepped out of that to maybe pursue something else in that world. It's just something I've been really focused on for the last few years. Cooking is as much of a part of my life as making music, and you know, that's kind of where I've been spending my non-musical time, is in the food world.
Really? As a chef?
I am a hobbyist when it comes to cooking.
Yeah?
But to getting a good steak, I would never come myself a chef because I'm not trained, and I know chefs, and I am not one of them. But I like cooking a lot, and more importantly, I like creating a space for people to come and enjoy themselves.
Do you have a restaurant out right now?
I don't. I just... parted ways with my partners in a restaurant here called Butchertown Grocery that I was a part of opening, and Chef Bobby Benjamin and I are still super close, and he's a magical person.
So you have aspirations of opening up some restaurants?
Oh, yeah. I'm just taking a little break right now and refocusing my efforts, but that wasn't the first and won't certainly be my last.
Awesome. What does My Morning Jacket have in store for the rest of the year? I know you're doing some shows on New Year's Eve, and then you have a big three-day festival down in Brazil or somewhere.
Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic in March of next year. What else do you guys have in store?
Well, we were going to go back into the studio, but have decided to push that back a little bit further and get some more material together. So honestly, we dormant for a little while just because I feel like everybody pushed themselves to the limit over the last couple of years and feeling some burnout. So we're going to take, after this next little run of dates, we're going to take some time off.
Does the time away, does it rebuild the feeling of why you started this band in the first place, why you got going, and does it help rekindle that feeling again?
Well, I don't think that feeling ever leaves. It's not a matter of that. I think touring just takes its toll on some of us, and I'm not one of the. I'm built for touring. I love it. It's great, but I also am a father and a husband, and so are some of the other guys. And you know, it's not as simple as just the five of us leaving and going on tour now. You know, there's a lot of other people that are affected by it, and we're trying to honor that.
You guys, you still love playing together and making music together.
Oh, man, the best.
Well, it really is.
I love playing with other people, too, but there's something that the five of us have that doesn't exist anywhere else. And when that happens, I'm extremely happy to be where I am.
Yeah, you guys are really magical. Something is truly magical when you guys play. It's almost like a religious experience. I think it's been called that numerous times. You've heard that before, but it really is something between the spark between all of you when you're together making music and on that stage. There's just something you guys firing on all cylinders that just makes it an amazing experience for all involved. And we're so happy you're continuing on, and we're really looking forward to the show. 97.7 EXT is proud to present My Morning Jacket this Saturday night at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts. The districts are opening, massmocha.org for tickets. You can also enter to win a pair of tickets at our website, exit977.org. Patrick Hallahan, we're looking forward to the show. Thanks for joining us here today.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.